Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome. We are live. Today is July 7th, 2025. Welcome to everybody jumping into the United States and around the world. We have so much to get into tonight. So welcome to everybody coming in. I saw someone from Bermuda coming in. Welcome to our international audience coming in. I see Florida, Wisconsin, all our wonderful people that watch us in Texas. We are praying with you. We're going to continue to hold you up in prayer as you walk through what you're walking through. We actually have people on our team from Texas, multiple people who live in Texas actually on our team. I see also Ohio, Washington State, Pensacola, Florida, Oklahomies. That's pretty cool. Oklahomies. Yep, from Oklahoma. Very nice. Oh, let's see who else. Nebraska, Vancouver, Canada. Hello to our friends in Canada. We love seeing you tuning in. Oh, as well as Melbourne, Australia. Hello to our friends across the globe in Australia as well. Missoula, Montana. Montana, I hear it's a beautiful place. It's not called Big Sky Country for nothing. So that is something that Montana is on my list to visit at some point. Let's see who else is coming in. Colorado, Louisiana. Oh, Bronx, New York. Yep, my stomping ground where I'm originally from. Hello to our wonderful friends in the Bronx and our moderators, our Ark of Grace team as well. Thank you for helping us do what we do for the Lord. So we have a lot to prophetically get into tonight about what is unfolding in the nation, especially in Texas, and how we need to, in the nation, brace ourselves as well for what's coming the second half of the year. So we are going to open up in prayer, and we are going to do a very deep dive prophetically tonight into what has happened. I have a personal friend in Kerrville, Texas. We're going to talk about him at the end. He is very special to the Ark of Grace family and our team. So we're going to be tuning in till the end too. We're going to be sharing his story. Something incredible happened on his property in the midst of the flooding. And we're going to play for you the clip actually at the end. So welcome to everybody. Let's open up in prayer and give this over to the Lord tonight, because this is very weighty topics we're dealing with and we're talking about tonight, and we want to give it over to him. So Father God, in the precious name of your son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, Lord, we come before you this day. We praise you that you are almighty God. You are high and lifted up far above every power, principality, and might. Lord, we give you all the glory, honor, and praise due your precious holy name, Father. Lord, we humble ourselves before you this day, Father God, saying your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven, Father. Lord, we just praise you, Father God, Lord, that you are ever present, Father God. You are ever present help in times of trouble, Father. And Lord, we praise you that you are holy, that you are righteous, Lord. We humble ourselves before your throne, coming humbly but boldly to the throne of grace, Father God, acknowledging the immense sacrifice your son Jesus Christ made at Calvary. He died on a cross. He purchased us by the shedding of his own blood. He was beaten for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. And Lord, we just praise you, Father God, that Jesus Christ descended into the underworld. He literally took the keys from death. He defeated hell, death, and the grave. He miraculously rose again, and we praise you for that, Father God. He ascended back into heaven. He took his rightful, victorious place at the right hand of the Father, where he rules and reigns forevermore. He is the King of kings, the Lord of lords. He is our advocate without ceasing, the name above all names, Father God, and we praise you, and we honor that before you this day. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we welcome your presence, the presence of Ruach Elohim, the Spirit of the living God, and the Ruach HaKadosh, the Holy Spirit, into this place. Father, let your power, your might, your truth, Father God, mightily go forth tonight. Let the weight of your power and glory, Father God, descend on this broadcast, descend in this place, Father God. Let the Holy Spirit go forth and be the counselor to those who are watching tonight, Father. I ask in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, you lead and guide us in your wisdom, counsel, might, power, and the reverential fear of the Lord. Father, fill us tonight with your wisdom, counsel, might, power, and the reverential fear of the Lord. Order our steps, order my words tonight, Father God, as we go forth mightily in you. By the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, by the Spirit of the one true living God, may only the truth and power of Almighty God with authority now come forth, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, let nothing pass through my mouth that doesn't pass through your throne first, Father. And allow me, Lord, the humble privilege of our team of being a vessel and vessels, Lord, of your power, Father. And Lord, we just ask in the name of Jesus Christ, you would dispatch your holy angels of all offices, rankings, and divisions to fill this place, to surround the skies and the land above and below, to guard against every dimensional access point as we go forth tonight, Father God. Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, we take authority over and rebuke every plot, scheme, contract, assignment, attempt, communication, counteroffensive, offensive, weaponry, blueprint, attack, strategy, sabotage, hindrance, interference, violence, slander, intimidation, bullying, threat that the enemy, satanic agents, dark forces, unclean spirits, evil agents, and the like would attempt. And in the name of Jesus Christ, Father, let them be dismantled, destroyed, disabled, nullified, voided, rendered powerless, Father God. Lord, and cast back to the areas you have designated for such to be bound there in the name of Jesus Christ and not return or have anything sent in its place. Father, take all the glory for yourself. You are the potter. We are merely just the clay. We are the dust of the earth without your breath of life in us. You are Yahweh. You are the breath. You are the life that is breathed into us, Father. Lord, we praise you that the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run to it, that they are safe, Father, that you redeem, Lord, what is lost. You redeem the brokenhearted. You save those who are crushed in spirit, Father. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them out of them all. We praise you, Lord, for that tonight, Lord. We praise you. You are ever present. You are an ever present help in times of trouble. Your word says, call on me and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things that you know not, that you deliver us from the snare of the fowler and the perilous pestilence, that you cover us with your feathers. Under your wings we shall take refuge. Your truth shall be our shield and buckler, that we will not be afraid of the terror by night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor the disaster that lays waste at noonday. Lord, your word says, though 1,000 may fall at our side and 10,000 at our right hand, these things will not come near us. Only with our eyes will we now see the reward of the wicked. Psalm 91, Father. Lord, we claim that tonight. Father, we just pray, Lord, for those, Father, that have been hit by such devastation, Lord, that have lost so much, Father God, that they would not close their hearts off to you, Father God, but you are the one that they can cast their cares on because you care for them, Father God, that they give you those cares, those burdens, Father God, that brokenness, Father God, and that you take it, Lord, and you heal it and you restore it, Father God. Let men not lose faith through what has happened, Father God, but let them raise up in faith. Let a standard be raised in this nation and a cry to you, Father God, for you are the Most High God in the midst of this, Father. Lord, we just pray for the first responders, Lord, that are working so hard, Father, and tirelessly. Father, let your holy angels be with them. Let them lead them and guide them to people in need of rescuing. Father, let miraculous rescues continue to come forth. We ask for your mercy in this in the name of Jesus Christ. Adults, children, pets, Father, we're asking that your holy army goes out and finds them, leads rescue workers to them, Father God. Protect them, keep them, put the full armor of God on them according to Ephesians chapter 6, Lord, as they go forth tonight, Lord. Father, we may not understand everything, Father God, that happens within this earth, Father God, but we know that you are on the throne, that you are high and lifted up, that you are sovereign, that you are holy, Father God. And Lord, we praise you for that tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen and amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Welcome to those who are jumping on during prayer, because we're covering a very heavy topic tonight, and there's a lot prophetically to get into. So we're going to go through this wisely and methodically, because first of all, well, this is, you know, this is very raw and fresh what has happened, the horrificness of what has happened right now in Texas and on the 4th of July, which we're going to get into that prophetically as well. So what we're going to do is we're going to put some news articles up to start, and we're going to be prophetically just really breaking this down. What is going on here? What is happening? So we'll put up the first article from Fox Weather. Historic Texas floods kill at least 94 as devastated communities brace for more life-threatening flooding. Yes, and we just have to trust the Lord in his power and his might that the storms at some point are going to break up and are going to disband. And that those who have to endure them will be protected and covered in the name of Jesus Christ, that God is going to keep and protect his children and his creation through this. And it says, Noah's, which is interesting, N-O-A-A, but it sounds like Noah. Noah's Weather Prediction Center raised the flood threat across portions of Central Texas on Monday to level 3 out of 4, and several flash flood warnings have already been issued for counties impacted by flooding over the weekend. And out of Kerrville, Texas, basically they're saying there's life-threatening flooding has emerged across portions of South Central Texas just days after a catastrophic flood disaster over the 4th of July holiday claimed more than 90 lives and left dozens of people missing. NOAA's Weather Prediction Center raised the flash flood threat across portions of the Lone Star State on Monday to level 3 out of 4. I want you to think about this. NOAA. It's spelled N-O-A-A, but it's pronounced NOAA, right? So NOAA, N-O-A-A, and NOAA, N-O-A-H, are very close in spelling and in pronunciation. I don't think that's an accident. And so basically, when you think about a flood on Independence Day, right, on the 4th of July, because when you think about what the enemy comes to do, which he comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but then you also think about the fact that God allowed this, that God allowed this in the midst. And so when we think about this, we have to think about both sides of that and prayerfully consider that as we go forth. We also have a New York Post article to show that one of our team sent to us, actually, one of our social media team members. And it's from the New York Post. And I thought there was an incredible quote in this, and this is why I'm pulling up this article. Chiefs owner's family loses 9-year-old girl in Texas floods. Our hearts are broken. The children that are still missing, pray for them to be found. There are still at least 11 children that are missing in this, innocent children in the midst of this. So please continue to pray that they are found and that the Lord preserves their lives as we go forth tonight. In this article, there was a quote from Tavia Hunt, and she said, "If your heart is broken, I assure you God is near. He is gentle with your wounds, and he is still worthy even when your soul is struggling to believe it. Trust doesn't mean you're over the pain. It means you're handing it to the only one who can hold it with love and restore what was lost. For we do not grieve as those without hope." I thought that was an amazing, amazing quote by Tavia Hunt. And so I wanted to read it tonight. But it is true. God is the only one that you can take that pain and that brokenness and hand it over to you. And with his love and restoration that only God can do, he can restore what was lost so much greater than what you lost to begin with. And not only that, but because it's unimaginable to some of us in other parts of the country what it's like to be part of a flash flood. And what it's like to have your life flash before your eyes like that. And so the Lord, out of brokenness, always raises a standard. Out of brokenness, when God has his way, he will always raise a standard. And Isaiah 59:19 says, "When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him." A standard for Almighty God needs to come up out of Texas from this. This is what needs to happen. Not a standard to other gods, but a standard to Almighty God needs to rise out of Texas. We, as the people of God, as the children of God, we are meant to bear and carry a standard. So when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. And the Lord is desiring to raise a standard in this nation right now, higher than it has been. There is a great war going on for territories in this nation right now. And we need to be the standard. We need to be the watchman on the wall. We need to get on the wall. We need to see it from God's perspective. He's in a future position already speaking to us in the present from that future position. And we need to be on the wall watching what's coming so we can understand and discern what is happening in the times and the seasons right now. And I'm going to tell you something. It looks very juvenile with all the devastation that we have just seen to see social media influencers bickering and fighting over other nations, over political parties, over nonsense tweets that are going out on X. It looks incredibly juvenile, stuck up, narcissistic, and selfish to constantly that be your platform in the middle of what is happening with this. You have to put it in perspective. We have to put it in perspective in the middle of what we see happening, because there needs to be an adjustment of the heart posture in both parties, by the way, in the conservative and in the Democrat party, and in a good part of the church. There's got to be an adjustment in heart posture for what we're going to endure the second half of the year, because this is a foreshadowing of it, people. Right here on Independence Day, this is a prophetic foreshadowing of what we are going to endure the rest of the year. And I'm going to go over first some words from the Lord, and then we are going to prophetically connect things that are fascinating that are going on in the middle of this, that are interlocking, that are coming in tandem. We're going to go over all of that. So I want to take you back to November 19th, 2019, 6 years ago. And in a word from the Lord, it said, and I wrote a note, here in Texas, the unusual is set to occur. In some instances, people will be completely perplexed, and that would be out of Texas. That was 6 years ago. November 26, 2019, that's also 6 years ago. When the enemy comes in like a flood, I, the Lord God Jehovah, will raise a standard against that plan. However, I am not only raising a standard, but I am taking the circumstances that were meant to dismantle and destroy and reverse engineering in the spirit to cause my children to be built up even more. And the very thing that was supposed to destroy them and my plan and mantle I have placed upon them will cause them to soar, capital, above the wicked and the agents of darkness. They shall soar, capital, right to victory, says the Lord. January 18th, 2020, there is an area in the Midwest of the United States hearing humanitarian crisis. Pray for that area, says the Lord. Out of the crisis in California, those areas where literally portals of hell have opened and are now ruling over the rulers of those areas, the stench of hell is becoming more prominent. My children in those areas is where those in office are being ruled over by the principalities in those areas. However, as when sin increased to a level where the flood happened in the days of Noah, just listen to the words the Lord is using back in 2020. However, as when sin increased to a level where the flood happened in the days of Noah to purge the earth, says the Lord, watch a purging sweep through these areas where events, some by natural means and some man-made, will occur. These areas will begin to get purged of the sin and the darkness and the oppression that now blankets whole cities, says the Lord. October 29th, 2021. I've spoken about this dream before, but sometimes when these things happen, the Lord gives me new insight into that dream, where he takes me back to it and has me take another look at it, because we see in part and we speak in part. So at the time when I had this dream, I only understood part of it. And as you watch things unfold, you begin to understand more of it at times. So October 29th, 2021, I had a dream. And I was in the stone building up on a high place. It was like a high mountain almost. And it was a stone building that I was in. And there were carved openings like windows, but there were no window panes in them. And in front of me on a very large pure white horse, there was, dressed in a leather armor, centurion type of garb, was a man approximately 7 feet tall or taller, black wavy curly hair that came just past his ears, and a deep voice. Not sure whether this deep voice was coming from the individual on the horse, which I perceived to perhaps be an angel, or it was the voice of the Lord himself. But when he spoke, it was like stereo sound. That's all I can describe it as. It's like he spoke and the voice just encompassed the entire area. And I was told to look to the left first. And the voice said to me, now this, oh, thank you, Lord. See, as I'm reading this, I'm being spoken to in my spirit. As I look to the left first, the voice said to me, Sodom is burning to the ground. And it looked like white buildings and some domes and some crosses. And it was, the city was engulfed in flames, the whole city. So I'll come back to what I heard in my spirit in a moment. Then I was prompted to now look to the right. And I was told a large flood was going to hit. And that is why we had to come up to the top here to be safe. That type of event that would hit the earth. And so basically the individual on the horse was on guard, constantly looking around, I guess, to stop any interruptions at what I was being told. But if we go back and look, and the voice tells me, look to the left, and Sodom is burning to the ground. Well, in January, in Los Angeles, which is dominated by the left, right? That city is dominated by the left. It was engulfed in flames in January. And then in the dream, he says, look to the right. A great flood is going to hit. Well, Texas, right, is considered leaning to the right. It's considered conservative, especially those areas like Kerrville and Eagle Pass and all those areas. So it's just interesting. Look to the left. It's engulfed in flames. Look to the right. A great flood is hitting. And because it was in the dream together, what it was leaning towards is that these two events were going to happen in close proximity to each other. So the left was going to experience fire. The right was going to experience flood. And then after that dream, I woke up. So fire and flood in close proximity. Los Angeles was January. Texas was July. Now, I'm going to put up an article to show you something that I saw from this. This was when in January the Los Angeles wildfires hit. It erupted on January 7th. So fire happened January 7th. July 4th, the flood happened, right? So we have two numbers here. We have January 7th, fire happened. July 4th, flood happened. That equals 47. Who is the 47th president of the United States currently? That is President Trump. I don't think that's an accident. January 7th, fire. July 4th, flood. 47. And I'm talking about this year because the Maui fires happened last year. So I'm talking about this year. We started off in January with fire. January 7th and July 4th was flood. 47. I don't think that's an accident that this is lining up the way it is. It's not accidents. They're very calculated and deliberate. Done on certain dates for a reason by not only at times the kingdom of darkness, but agents who are operating in the natural to contend for certain areas, because the enemy, Texas, is a purse prize to the kingdom of darkness and the corrupt right now. It is a honeypot. It is a purse prize. It is something they desperately want. That is why they have an infiltration happening right now in Texas on many levels. This is why. So these are no accidents that you're seeing these certain numbers show up and what they may be connected to. Now, July 7th, 2021, we're going to continue here. Word from the Lord. Now, why is this important? I found this today because this is exactly 4 years to the day I delivered this word. So exactly 4 years to the day that I delivered this word, July 7th, 2021, 7/7/21, we are going back to it on this broadcast of 7/7/21. 5. And this is what it says. There is a boiling point that has been set, says the Lord thy God, this day. There is a temperature that has been set. There is a time that has been set, and the components are reaching their boiling point. And this is the time, and this is the hour, says the Lord thy God, this day, where you will see different parts of your nation, different components of your nation, reach their crescendo, says the Lord, reach their boiling point. Reach a point, says the Lord thy God, this day, where things will spill over, and will spill out. Clashes, says the Lord thy God, this day shall spill over and spill out, says the Lord. What has been hidden behind agendas of immigration, says the Lord, shall bubble over and spill over and come to a clash at the border and spill out, says the Lord thy God, this day. Watch Texas in this hour, says the Lord. Watch Texas, says the Lord, for there is pressure building in Texas, and there shall be events that occur in Texas against the leadership, attempting to thwart them and attempting to harm them, in order to move them out of the way strategically, says the Lord thy God, this day. For Texas is one of those standing strong right now. Texas is one of those leading the charge, says the Lord thy God, this day. Remember, this is back in 2021. Is a purse prize because of upcoming votes, elections, and audits, says the Lord thy God, this day. Watch the rumblings out of Texas, says the Lord. Watch the border in that area, says the Lord thy God, this day. Watch the Senate leaders in Texas right now and the congressmen, says the Lord thy God, this day. For some of them, there will be attempts. They have been targeted. That was back July 7th, 2021. And then we jump to 2024. January 25th, 2024. For you, says the Lord, are the standard. For when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will raise a standard against him. I am raising that standard, says the Lord. Take hold of it. Agree with it. For I, the Lord, in this hour am doing a great purge, says the Lord. A historic purge. A purge of every idol in the lives of those in my church. A purge in the lives of those that want to occupy the hill of this land. Woe unto you, says the Lord. Woe unto you. For you have taken laws that were divinely inspired, and you have used them against a weapon against your own people, says the Lord. So the Lord, January 25th, 2024, says, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will raise a standard. So he talks about flood, and then he talks about great purge, and then he talks about idolatry. And this is January 25th, 2024, that word is given. March 1st, 2024. I am, says the Lord, the righteous judge, and I sit and weigh and the judge, wait, I sit and weigh and judge the matters of men. And in this hour, I shall do so in accordance to my word. And you shall see a great change and a great flood come forth. And you shall see that flood bring down strongholds that have been there for decades. It is going forth now at my word, because I, the Lord, have spoken it, and the word shall go forth this day and accomplish everything that was spoken. Thus says the Lord of hosts, in Jesus' name. That was March 1st, 2024. He shall weigh and judge the matters of men in this hour. I shall do so in accordance to my word, and you shall see a great change and a great flood come forth, and you shall see that flood bring down strongholds that have been there for decades. Because we have to understand, in the midst of this, God allowed it. In the midst of this, God allowed it, and his ways are far higher than our ways. We look at it very one-dimensional, and God is looking at it in such depth into the future. He's looking at so many layers of it that we in our humanness don't even see. August 16th, 2024. All capitals, new wine in Houston and the smaller towns in Texas that have been dry and calling out to me. For those who took advantage in Texas shall lose their land, says the Lord, and it shall be given to those who will listen to my leading instead of puffing out their chests and telling tall tales that truth is not found. November 15th, 2024. And says the Spirit of the Lord, this day, capitals, watch the CIA closely in this hour. Watch closely and pray, my children, for desperation has mounted to a feverish pitch, and I, the Lord, will not allow another Kennedy in Texas crisis that gripped the nation decades ago. However, they will try, says the Lord, they will try. Now, why am I putting this in here? President Trump is set to visit Texas this week after this flood. I would truly pray and intercede. Thank you. Here's the Fox News article. Trump's 25th week in office set to include visit to Texas's devastated hill country and a third Netanyahu meeting. So let's look at it this way. That word says, I will not allow another Kennedy and Texas crisis that gripped the nation. In 2025, President Trump released the JFK records of his assassination. That prophecy was from November 2024. So in 2025, President Trump releases the JFK records for the assassination that happened in Texas. In the 25th week of President Trump's term as the 47th president, he is going in the year 2025 to Texas, to the flood-ravaged areas. Something is up and we need to pray. That's what I'm going to say right now. Something is up. We need to pray. This, to me, looks like the setup for a potential trap that the Lord is going to thwart. But it looks like it's just too many things are aligning that have to do with that prophecy from November. And now we see what's happened with Texas, and Trump, being the man that he is, wants to go there. President Trump wants to go there. He wants to meet the people. He wants to see the devastation. He wants to help. He wants to release the funds they need. He wants to do these things. But it's the 25th week of the year 2025. After, in the year 2025, he released the JFK files. Something does not sit well in my spirit about this. So pray for his protection as he goes into these areas. Pray for his protection. We need to pray that the sadisticness that they want to activate with this is thwarted in the name of Jesus Christ, that it is thwarted, it is dismantled, it is exposed before he even gets into those areas in the name of Jesus Christ. If there is sinister plots for a setup for what we just spoke about, let it be exposed and thwarted before he gets into the crosshairs of it in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, interestingly enough, now I'm including this for a reason, but on January 2nd, 2025, I did a broadcast, and I'm going to read to you the part of the transcript from it, a small piece. On September 11, 1683, 9/11, 335 years to the day before the Twin Towers of New York came crumbling down, another Western city, Vienna, stood between life and death, also against the jihad. 2 months earlier, the largest Islamic army ever to invade Europe, 200,000 combatants, their Ottoman leadership. And then suddenly in the middle of it, in bold letters, I have written, watch July 2025. And then it goes on to talk more about what I was just saying. But in the middle of all of that, it says, watch July 2025. This was from January 2nd, 2025. Now, why I'm putting this in here too is because I was talking about this. Our team was talking to me about this before we went live. Texas is dealing with an invasion on two fronts. It's dealing with an invasion across the border, right, of those coming from Mexico, but they're not all coming from Mexico. You're dealing with Islamic jihadists, not only pouring across the border, right, trying to infiltrate, but you've got an infiltration in Texas of a Muslim population that is beginning to rise. So January 2nd, 2025, I talk about 9/11. I talk about Vienna, which was a place in Europe, right? Again, they stood against jihad. And then after that, I have watched July 2025. So there are connections to Texas with this that we're just going to have to keep watching. We'll go back and revisit it as we see this play out. Also, January 2nd, 2025, in that broadcast, I said, Florida, Pennsylvania, Minnesota, California, Texas, and basically all over the country, people are reporting the same thick particle fog. There were tweets going out on X about this. They say it's making them feel sick, smells like chemicals, and is not normal. So a very strange fog descends over these areas, including Texas, January 2nd, 2025. It was reported across multiple states. So I'm putting that in there. And then January 28th, 2025, there's a word, and there's a reason I'm including this too. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, Iran is about to have another curtain torn and stockpiles exposed. Iranian agents are on the move, says the Lord. Near the Pentagon, says the Lord. Near Pennsylvania Avenue, says the Lord. They're on the move where the money is printed in Texas, says the Lord. Near the fort, says the Lord. Near the most coveted military bases. I included that because I believe that's something that's going to be exposed out of this. So just keep watch on that. We'll circle back to that, but I just wanted to read that tonight as we're going over all this about Texas. April 4th, 2025. Thus says the Lord, consecrate yourselves, says the Lord. This is a holy time. Be thou holy, for I am holy, says the Lord. I, the Lord, shall pass over the leadership of Iran. I, the Lord, shall pass over the leadership of New York. I, the Lord, shall pass over Texas, says the Lord. I, the Lord, shall pass over New York City, says the Lord. A Cuomo is arising, being pushed and given authority by the kingdom of darkness. However, he shall see his road to Damascus, says the Lord. This was before Passover, this word. And what is amazing about this is that the Lord talks about passing over Texas, and at the same time, he talks about a Cuomo is arising. And we just see what's happened in New York City with Andrew Cuomo in that primary. And now he's choosing to stay in as an independent. And the Lord put these two events at the same time. Okay, within the same vicinity, you would see this happen. June 11th, 2025, Eagle Pass, Texas is where the immigration issue erupted. This is what was said. It was also a place where a major battle of the Civil War was fought, and it was within the path of totality for the 2024 solar eclipse. October 14th, 2023, there was an annular eclipse over that area as well. So you have October 14th, 2023, an annular eclipse, and within 6 months, April 8th, 2024, full solar eclipse occurs over that area where it, which is Kerrville, Eagle Pass, Texas, the area where the flood just happened. Nineveh, Texas was in the path of totality too, and Nineveh experienced an eclipse before Jonah arrived to warn them to repent of idolatry or they would be destroyed within 40 days. Jonah spoke a sentence that had about seven words in it, that they had to repent or they would be destroyed in 40 days. This is the area where the flooding happened. This is the area where there's a Nineveh, Texas. This is the area, right, where they're attempting to raise up a lot of idolatry. This is not an accident that the path of totality that the eclipse passes through, April of 2024, with Eagle Pass, Texas, Kerrville, Texas, Nineveh, that is where this catastrophic flood happens. This is not an accident that this is going on. And the Lord is allowing it. And many times when the Lord allows this, it's not because he wants to hurt people. It's because there's a lot he's got to expose, because far more sinister is planned. And we have to remember that as well. Now I'm going to show you, because I'm going to show you these two pictures here to show you. So the first picture, we have the path of totality of the April 8th, 2024 eclipse. And there it is. Okay, so it's passing through that, the right, there's Kerrville towards the bottom there, right? There it goes, passing through the middle of Texas. Now let's please put up where the flood was. And there it is, right in the path of totality of the eclipse. That is exactly where that flood happened. That is exactly where that catastrophic storm erupted, was right there. Do I think that's an accident? No, I don't. I don't. On top of it, and this is now where we're going to get now into the deeper prophetic breakdown of all of this. On this catastrophic, historic flood happens on 7/4/2025. Okay, we know it is Independence Day, which is prophetic imagery in itself, that a devastatingly catastrophic flood happens on the day, you celebrate your independence. But it happened 7/4/2025. 9/11 is in that date. The date of the flood equals 9/11. 7 plus 4 is 11. 2 plus 2 plus 5 is 9. 9/11 or 119, which is 9/11 backwards. But this date that this happened equals 9/11. And I'm going to take you through now this pattern that we are seeing, that we're going to see throughout President Trump's entire presidency. January 1st, 2025, 1/1/2025, which equals 9/11, equals 119, right? 9/11 backwards, the same thing as this flood. What happens? A Tesla Cybertruck blows up in front of Trump Tower in Vegas, and a terrorist attack on Bourbon Street, New Orleans, right? That date equals 9/11. 1/29/2025, January 29th, 2025, also equals 9/11, that date. American Airlines, American Eagle, like Eagle Pass, crashes into a Black Hawk helicopter at Reagan International Airport. 6/14/2025, known as President Trump's birthday, but also known as the date of the No Kings nationwide protest, 9/11 is in that date. 6 plus 1 plus 4 is 11. 2 plus 2 plus 5 is 9. There you have the 119, the 9/11 backwards. Again, in that date. The name Donald in Hebrew gematria is 119. And Donald Trump's presidencies, 45 and 47, also equals 9/11. This is not an accident that this keeps happening. This is an alarm that the church should be picking up and interceding and praying. This is an alarm going off over and over and over again. And we need to be interceding and praying and asking God for wisdom into understanding. And the book of Revelation says, let he who has wisdom calculate, for it is the number of a man. Let he who has wisdom calculate. This is not happening by accident. And now on July 4th, Independence Day, which also happens to equal 9/11 this year, that is when this flood hits. Donald Trump's entire presidencies will be associated with this alarm. 9/11, 9/11, 9/11. And when we see this happen over and over and over again, we need to not only intercede and pray, but we need to ask God for wisdom as to what we need to be discerning and understanding from him through this, because this keeps happening over and over and over again. Also, Nimrod, Book of Genesis. Nimrod established the first major empire after the flood, centered in the region of Shinar, the Valley of Shinar. The Bible states in the book of Genesis, that is where Babel was built. And whenever a flood happens, look for the wicked to attempt to build some kind of Babel. You know why? Because you're dealing with ancient demonic forces attempting to cycle in modern day over and over again. After the flood, Babel was built. You see, instead of humbling themselves before God, they attempted to exalt themselves before God. This is the predicament Texas is in right now. Are they going to humble themselves before God in the midst of this, or they are going to try to ascend before God and challenge him? That is the predicament they were in after the flood, and Nimrod chose to build Babel. Nimrod chose, in order to ascend, to challenge God instead of humbling himself before God. That is a prophetic word to Texas right now with this, because after the flood, they attempt to build Babel. They will attempt it amidst the devastation, coming in looking like a savior, coming in looking like the answer, coming in with their blueprints and their plans. And this is where the people of Texas need to wake up and humble themselves before the Lord and not fall for it and not allow them to build Babel, because that is what they will be after. in the midst of this. I'm going to show you a few things too that were approved before this flood that happened. But let's put up the Kerrville County unanimous approval here. Kerrville City Council unanimously approves K-Pub's power generation plant. March 14th, 2025, which happened to be Purim, by the way. The Kerrville City Council unanimously approved the funding of the Kerrville Public Utility Board's proposed natural gas-fired power generation facility this week, marking a significant milestone in the utility's strategic plan to provide a long-term cost stability for customers. So, March 14th on Purim, this is approved in Kerrville, Texas. Months before this flood, this power generation plant is approved. Exactly 50 days later, after this is approved, this catastrophic flood hits. Exactly 50 days. 50 on the Jewish calendar has to do with the Jubilee. What was stolen being given back, the land being returned to the people. And we saw the Guadalupe River rise over 26 feet in 45 minutes. That is unheard of. Now, speaking of the Guadalupe River, Guadalupe means Valley of Wolves. So I looked this up. I checked it twice, actually, to make sure I had the right meaning. Guadalupe, because this is the river that rose over 26 feet in 45 minutes, means Valley of Wolves. I'm going to take you to a May 8th, 2025 word from the Lord, because it was pointing at this. For plans have already been set in motion for another plague of events. Plans have already been set in motion to stop the forward motion as you go through a narrow and treacherous part of the valley that the enemy has deployed forces to attempt to send wolves and block the way, says the Lord. In that word, valley wolves. What does Guadalupe mean? Valley of Wolves. In the May 8th, 2025 word, what does it say? Plans have already been set in motion to stop the forward motion as you go through a narrow and treacherous part of the valley that the enemy has deployed forces to attempt to send wolves and block the way, says the Lord. Valley of Wolves. Guadalupe River. Just think about the imagery of that for a minute. Think about the imagery and the great spiritual war that is happening for Texas right now and for that area. Just think about that for a minute. Interestingly enough too, and I'm adding this in here, we'll put up the article, but months ago, there kept surfacing videos about blue rain in Texas, about some sort of, you know, things were falling from the sky, allegedly. And I looked into this further, and currently Texas operates 7 major cloud seeding programs across millions of acres, all licensed under the Texas Weather Modification Act of 1967. These programs actively enhance rainfall using planes and chemicals. Yes, it's official and regulated by the state. And so they basically, I have listed in here some of the areas that they do. They have the Panhandle Rainfall Program, South Texas Program, Trans-Picos Program, Rolling Plains, Sandyland, West Texas, and Southwest Programs. All weather modification. It says it isn't conspiracy. It's documented policy in Texas, meaning the leadership of Texas knew this was going on, knew that the overseeding of clouds, allegedly, was happening, that the manipulation of weather and the toying with the weather that God created and experimenting on it like it's some Frankenstein monster that's then going to turn on you and try to destroy you. This is what we see happening. You know, when you try to experiment on how, on the order that God created nature to be in, and you try to manipulate and modify that order, you are becoming a mad scientist that is trying to build Frankenstein, thinking once you build an out of control monster, you can actually control it. And this is what is going on, not only in Texas, but in other states as well. They are playing God. They are taking what God created. They are attempting to manipulate, counterfeit, modify it in order to make it accomplish its purposes, to try to dominate over the weather that God created. And in turn, it's becoming an out of control monster that they thought they control, they can control, but they clearly have no idea what they're doing. And so this is a part of it also. This is a part of what is going on. And this is how the wickedness increased on the earth in the days of Noah. Wickedness increased because man was attempting to manipulate and modify every facet of God's creation until wickedness seeped in the entire earth. And all the intentions of men's heart were evil. And in fact, I'm going to show you something prophetically profound about this in a moment. Genesis 6:11, it says, "The earth was corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence." That word for violence in Hebrew is chamas, which is interesting given what's been infiltrating at the border. First of all, just something to think about, given the timing of all this, is after Israel and Hamas appear to have entered into a ceasefire, and the contention within our nation about the borders has reached a feverish pitch, that we see happen what we see happen in Texas. Now, this is where it's going to biblically align. The date of the flood in Texas was July 4th, 7-4, right? So the date of the flood in Texas is 7-4. Guess what Genesis 7-4 says? "For after 7 more days, I will cause it to rain on the earth 40 days and 40 nights, and I will destroy from the face of the earth all living things that I have made." The actual date of this catastrophic historic flood aligns with Genesis 7:4, which talks about the flood and how the flood was going to destroy what was upon the face of the earth. This is not an accident. This is prophetic. These are how things begin to align. And I will tell you, God is in the midst. God is sovereign. God is on the throne. God allows certain things far beyond our comprehension. Why? You have another side to this too. At times, the enemy will attempt to utilize and counterfeit similar to attempt a similar result for his dark kingdom. So the enemy will attempt to take certain dates and align them with certain things in order to try to get a similar result. And we have to remember that the kingdom of darkness operates that way. But I will tell you, when the flood happened in Genesis 7:4, every wicked altar that man built on the earth was destroyed. Every wicked, idolatrous altar that was being stoked and powered in order for the Nephilim, in order for genetic manipulation, in order for all the wickedness man had done, was destroyed by flood. Altars are destroyed by two things. They're either destroyed by fire or they're destroyed by flood. And there were some altars that were raised in Texas. Sugar Land, Texas raised a 90-foot tall golden statue of the false Hindu atrocious god Hanuman. And 90 feet is the exact size of the statue that Nebuchadnezzar raised in idolatry against God. And that's only one of many examples I can give. As far as they also took that Ishtar-looking statue that was above the New York City courthouse, appellate courthouse, and in the park, the bigger, the 16-foot taller, however tall it was, they moved that to a part of Texas. And remember, during a storm, it lost its head? It literally lost its head, the statue. That's only a couple of examples of many that I could give. But when this flood happens on July 4th, 7:4, and Genesis 7:4 says, "For after 7 more days, I will cause it to rain on the earth 40 days and 40 nights, and I will destroy from the face of the earth all living things that I have made." We have to humble ourselves before God for a moment and say, "God, what are you doing in the midst of this?" This is something the Lord showed me today. This is something he took me to Genesis to show me this. We have to humble ourselves and say, "God, what are you doing in the midst of this?" We cannot blame God when these things happen as if it's all his fault. He's sovereign and he allows things, but you have an adversary and you have wicked men and you have people attempting to manipulate and modify what God created, causing some atrocious experiment to go very wrong. You have other factors at play in the midst of this. Now, I want to show you this too. We'll put up the Kerrville, Texas website. Please, thank you. Kerrville 2050. Now, how many days were between Kerrville approving the power plant and the flood happening? 50, right? This is Kerrville 2050. The purpose of the brand is to help define, identify, promote, and create support and attachment to a product, idea, or project. Basically, they are selling this idea of Kerrville 2050. A long-term vision that would transcend current issues and conditions, a goal of bringing the community together, infrastructure, and in it they happen to put a love for the Guadalupe River as the heart of the community momentum. Isn't that interesting? They put that in the Kerrville 2050 plan. Moving forward, a love for the Guadalupe, the Valley of Wolves. A love for the Valley of Wolves as the heart of the community, as the momentum. You know what happens when you get a flood from a river? There's momentum. Oh, there's momentum, all right. Moving forward, and the idea of bringing the community together, converging, also influenced the logo design. Okay, so let's go down a little here. Let's see here. I want to read... I want to read down a little bit more. Oh, there also says in here, let's be in control of our growth. The river plays a key role in the community. I'm not kidding you. All of this is in Kerrville 2050 and is also a spot where everyone comes together. This is all written black and white in this plan. Now, I'm going to show you something else. We'll put up the article from the Community Journal, which is in Kerrville, by the way, I believe. I believe this is a journal out of Kerrville. Look at the date. January 29th, 2025, this article comes out. Thank you. Residents learn details for Kerrville 2050 plan updates. They learned it on January 29th, 2025. What happened on January 29th, 2025? That is the day the American Airlines American Eagle plane crashed with a Black Hawk helicopter above Reagan International Airport on a date that equals 9/11. 1/29/2025 has 9/11 in that date. Has 9/11 in the date. That is not a mistake. I don't think. I don't think that's... let me see here. Let me see here. Hold on. We have a clip. I'm seeing this now, the notice about the clip. But do we do in the clip? Okay. Are we doing the clip?
I had a story of survival, destruction, and resiliency.
When the floodwaters breached the banks of the Guadalupe River, one Kerrville man sprung into action. He says it was a Houston Astros game that saved his life. Ken's 5 reporter Mike Jimenez joins us live tonight and shares his story. Mike?
Alicia Henry, 2 days after the tragic flooding and surrounded by devastation, Ricky Ray Robertson reflects on the haunting and chilling moments that he says will forever be etched into his mind.
And for the first time, I just broke down. You know, I mean, my mom cried in my arms yesterday.
Ricky Ray Robertson says when the Guadalupe River started to rise early Friday morning, he didn't have time to think, saving his brother, who was at home along the river.
I was banging on that door. He couldn't hear me, so I had to kick in the back door.
Robertson says when he first crossed the street, it was dry, but in less than a minute, the waters had risen.
Then when I got him, when we went back across, it was a little bit over my waist.
Robertson stays at a cabin behind the home where his brother lives, which was washed away by the river. But on that night, he was watching the Astros game across the street, deciding not to go home when the rains began to fall.
Houston Astros and Jesus Christ saved my life.
As Robertson scrambled to save what he could, he says he heard screams from the river that he says will haunt him forever.
I think what I heard on this river that night was just more mind-blowingly chilling.
As the waters have receded, Robertson says several bodies have been recovered near his home and have left behind a trail of destruction.
This green shed came from next door. The car came from 9 miles away. The barn and the trailer moved about 30 feet. We lost another trailer and two cabins.
Robertson says as he reflects on the power of the river and the aftermath of all the chaos and destruction, he isn't lucky to be alive. He's blessed. And a symbol of that still stands, a cross erected 14 years ago after his stepfather passed, and only 10 inches in the ground, it withstood the raging waters.
This is eternal. And what it means to me is my faith is stronger than that river.
Faith reminding him to stand strong. And by sharing his story, it's allowing him to heal.
I need to cry a little bit. I need to break down. I need to let some of this out. You have to breathe. And you do have to realize that we are human.
And Robertson also echoed a sentiment that many in the community feel, that no one is to blame for this tragedy. Robertson says when you live along the river, things like this happen. Rivers rise, calling this a natural disaster. Mike Jimenez, KINS 5.
Okay, I wanted to play that because that is Pastor Ricky Ray Robertson. He does our intercessory prayer for Ark of Grace Ministries. He's also spiritual counsel. He's known as iChurch Cafe in the chat. Many of you have chatted with him. Him and his family lost almost everything in that flood. And that cross that he put up 14 years ago when his stepfather passed away, only 10 inches in the ground, withstood that flood while he watched his log cabin and his barn float away. He called me at 7 a.m. crying when the waters were coming up because he was trying to rescue his brother. And I stayed on the phone with him and I prayed. He had his kitten in his hand named Astros, and he went across the stream. By the time he got his brother on his back, the water was waist deep. And he trekked through that water with a kitten and with his brother in order to rescue them. And that cross on his property, while cabins and trailers and barns floated away, withstood those raging currents. That is a testament to the standard God is raising in this nation. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will raise a standard. That cross stood when home couldn't stand, when trailers couldn't stand, when cabins couldn't stand, when cars couldn't stand. That cross, just 10 inches into the ground, which matches the 10 commandments, stood. It stood amidst all of it. And we love Pastor Rick very much. He is actually trying to help his neighbors. He's trying to cook for the first responders in the midst of him losing everything. So what we've done, if you go to arcofgrace.org/events, the first thing you can click on, if you want to help him, his family, and help him help his neighbors, and you can actually give, and we will make sure it gets to him, because he, in the middle of almost losing everything, is running around trying to help his neighbors and trying to cook for the first responders who are out there working very, very long hours, tirelessly, with very little resources. So if you go to arcofgrace.org/events, the first thing we have up there is for you to give and help him and his neighbors and his family. And we will certainly make sure. Thank you. Yeah, we'll show you right now. We will go to events. So you go to events on the top there. Help those impacted by Texas floods. And so we will make sure to get this to him. If anybody else who watches us is in the area of Kerrville, please email us as well at hello@arcofgrace-ministries.com. It is on this flyer, and we will try to get you help as well. But if you would like to help Pastor Ricky Ray, his family, and the first responders he is cooking for right now, he lost his cabin, he lost his barn. They lost a lot in the midst of this, and he is out there tirelessly trying to help these people right now. And we just love him. He means a lot to this ministry. He has been like an Uncle Mordecai to me. And so basically, we just want to be a blessing to him and his family right now. So we would very much appreciate, we want to be able to help. I don't care, we're in New York, we could still do something. So this is why we're doing this. So I'll go on and then I'll put it up again at the end. But I wanted to play that for you, because that cross stood when things so much heavier and greater could not withstand the flood. The cross withstood the flood. That is prophetic in itself, and that was on his property. So all glory be to God for that. Now, let's go back to that community journal, now that we played that, because I really wanted all of you to see that. If a few of you have to give via PayPal, just make sure when you give, you mark that it's for him. That's all. But if you could do it through that that event section, we're trying to keep track of it, so we very much appreciate it. So let's put the Community Journal article up. Okay. So, oh no, the other one. The HCC Community Journal. Residents learn details of Kerrville Yes, perfect. Residents learn details from Kerrville 2050 plan. January 29th, 2025 is when this article came out, which is the same day that the American Airlines American Eagle crashed into the Black Hawk helicopter. That date equals 9/11. So on a date that equals 9/11, this article gets published. Now, in the article, it says, the resiliency issues in the plan include planning for shocks like natural disasters like floods, drought, tornadoes, etc., and stressors including the water supply, affordable housing, and balanced development, both residential and commercial. You mean to tell me on a day that equals 9/11, on a date where you have that American Eagle plane horrifically crashing into that Black Hawk helicopter, this article about Kerrville 2050 and preparing for shocks just happens to come out? To me, I'm sorry, it stinks. It stinks to the heavens when you see things like this, because this is not coincidence that you're seeing all of this happen. It's not. None of it's by coincidence. And we need to understand that there is a great war happening, not only within the earth, but over this nation. And there is a great war happening over coveted territories. Texas happens to be one of them. Just look at where the infiltrations are happening, and you're going to see the areas most coveted by the kingdom of darkness and agents of darkness to try to take over. Texas happened to be one of them. So we have to be vigilant in this. Pray, because President Trump is going there, and I don't like the way this looks. I'm going to be very honest with you. After what I had seen with that, with the 25th week on the 25th year in the year 2025, when the JFK files are released, and now he's going to Texas, of all places. So pray for President Trump as he goes. And we have to be the watchmen in the midst of this. We got to get on the wall, people. We can't be looking the other way at all the nonsense. We can't. This is not a time to be looking at nonsense and be listening to prognosticators, right? And those that are provokers that are intentionally stirring up horrific strife. So you're too busy looking at that and you're not busy listening for what the Lord has to say in the midst when these things are about to strike. This is catastrophic. Someone writing a bad article about you is not catastrophic. You being angry about Israel or whoever else is out there, that's not catastrophic. This is catastrophic. This is catastrophic. What these people are going through and enduring. And we have to put it into perspective. And we have been called to be the watchman in the midst of this. And we have been called to be the standard. That cross on Pastor Ricky Ray's property is a standard. It was a standard. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord raises a standard. And that standard stood when nothing else stood. Because the word of God and his power stands when nothing else will stand. When the enemy comes in, when flood comes in, when God is sovereign and he allows, it is his enduring word that stands. It is the symbol of our salvation that stands. Heaven and earth may pass away, but the word of God, it lasts forever. It lasts forever. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God, and the word became flesh and dwelt among us. That stood when nothing else stood. He's got a car in his tree that came from 9 miles away. And I'm going to tell you what he said to me, because Pastor Rick tends to find the most profound insight in the middle of circumstances. He says to me, Amanda, the Lord has taught me a few things through this. He said, one of the things he's taught me is I have to be very specific what I pray for and how I pray for it. He said, because I told the Lord I wanted my cousin's trailer off my property and it floated away. And then I asked the Lord for a car, and there's now a car in my tree that is not mine. He said, so I have learned through this to be very specific in what I ask God for and how I ask God to deliver it. Okay, hold on one second. Okay, thank you for taking that down. Sometimes when we scroll down on the chat, it tends to actually accidentally put them up. But he said that to me. He's learned to be very specific when he prays because of the way he saw these things unfold. And God bless him. God bless him for learning in the middle of this and that takeaway. And it's a takeaway for all of us. Be specific what you pray for and how you pray for it, because you could end up with a trailer floating away and a car in your tree if you are not specific enough with the Lord. And that is happening with quite a few people right now. They're getting all sorts of new merchandise on their property that they never had before, but now has ended up on their property down there. So God bless Pastor Rick. Like I said, you could go to arcofgrace.org/events if you want to help him, his community. And he's also cooking for the first responders as well and trying to feed them in the midst of this. And his adorable kitten, Astros, who we insured, got some things from Auntie Amanda to help out. Astros, praise God, is okay too. But, you know, in the midst of this, restoration, watching everything get torn down to the studs, is a very painful process. It is painful. It is hard. It is grueling. But then when God rebuilds it and he begins to raise that standard and begins to build it up greater than it was before and what it was initially intended to be, that is what is incredible. So we need to pray for restoration of that area and a stop to the infiltration, because the enemy sees it as a purse prize. So praise the Lord for that. Praise the Lord for that. Just a couple of things at the end here. We are now up on pray.com. This is, I give all glory to God for this because this is amazing. We got invited on pray.com. And so we are on Pray TV Tuesdays at 9 a.m. and Thursdays at 11 a.m., I believe. And so if you open up Pray TV on pray.com, we are on those times always playing right now. And so we also have a site on pray.com. So what you do is you go to pray.com, you download the app in your app store. You can search Amanda Grace. You have to search it by Amanda Grace, and it'll take you to our area that we have on pray.com. So we very much thank pray.com for this. It's a blessing. Also, the gala. The gala is coming up. Donna Clement is speaking, and I'm speaking at the gala, and you will be meeting some of the animals from Ark of Grace Sanctuary. We'll be doing a meet and greet, so you can contact us by phone or email if you would like to come. We're looking very forward to seeing you there. The animals are going to be very happy to meet many of you. Also, at the end, quickly, we're just going to put up two things very fast. MyPillow. So Mike Lindell, God bless him, the man has been through the ringer. So if you could be a blessing to Mike Lindell in the middle of what he's going through, you can go to MyPillow.com, use promo code ARC. They are having incredible sales right now. They are so much more than just pillows. They have sheets, they have robes, they have dog beds that are amazing. They have slippers that are incredible as well. So you can go to MyPillow.com, use promo code ARC. It's also in arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners. And Givaderm as well. They are, you can use promo code ARC10. So they're about to end their sale as well. This is literally food for your face. These ladies love the Lord. They make amazing skincare line. I use it twice a day. I absolutely love it. Uplift happens to be one of my favorites. They also make an incredible all-natural deodorant as well called Pits Me Off, which I think that name is great. So you can go to arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners. You can use promo code ARC10 for a 10% discount. Praise the Lord. Well, thank you everyone for joining us tonight. Thank you to our team. Most likely I'll be back on live on Thursday. We will be putting out shorts. We did put out a short as well, praying while the floods were happening in Texas. That is out as well. But most likely we'll be back on Thursday, but we will announce. So thank you everyone for joining us tonight. God bless you. Keep the faith. Armor up according to Ephesians chapter 6, Psalm 91. I say it every single day. I encourage you to say it every single day. Speak the word of God. It's living and active. It is a sword and we are meant to use it. We also have other Psalms up there as well as Ephesians chapters 1 and 3. Those are in the believer's authority. Those scriptures I speak every single day. It is in the first few pages of the believer's authority by Pastor Kenneth Hagin. Sometimes I say it multiple times a day. Why? Because death and life are in the power of the tongue. We got to speak the word. We have to activate the word. It's living and active and current for every generation. We should be on a regular basis speaking it. Also, the Lord's Prayer in Matthew 6. Spiritual intelligence straight from the throne room of God to teach his disciples how to pray. We need to take that into account and adopt that into our own prayer life, as well as Hebrews 11, one of the greatest chapters on faith and how God took the most fallible of men and women and did the most extraordinary exploits in the earth. That it's just really, if you need a faith boost, Hebrews 11. It also talks about faith, what faith is. You know, so if you can, put that as well into your reading when you sit down with the Lord and spend time with him in his word. So praise the Lord. Thank you, everyone. We love you. And we will be back on most likely Thursday. Keep the faith. Hey, everyone. Amanda Grace here. If you are looking for advice on financial matters, if you think gold and silver might be right for you, go to bh-pm.com today. Andrew Sorcini of Beverly Hills Precious Metals, who has been on Ark of Grace many times and loves to answer our viewer questions, is here with his team to answer all of your gold and silver needs. Whether you want to buy gold and silver, whether you have questions to see if it's right for you, whether you are looking to roll over retirement accounts, go to bh-pm.com today and Andrew and his team will be more than happy to assist you with all of your needs.